Good evening. This is Shobhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Foreign Secretary Bikram Misri today briefed a parliamentary committee on the India-Pakistan military conflict in the aftermath of the Pahalgam terror attack. The meeting of Parliament's Standing Committee on External Affairs, chaired by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, was attended by members including the TMC's Abhishek Banerjee, the Congress's Rajiv Shukla and Dipender Huda, AIMIM Chief Asaduddin Owaisi, and the BJP's Aparajita Sarangi and Arun Govil. The meeting comes against the backdrop of the Indian Armed Forces carrying out Operation Sindhu to avenge the Pahalgam attack and the subsequent military actions between the two countries. Misri is briefing the panel on the current foreign policy developments regarding India and Pakistan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with strategic experts at The Hague in the Netherlands this morning. In a social media post after the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said he had a good exchange of views with the experts. They discussed why India and the Netherlands and the European Union should engage more deeply in an era of multipolarity and strategic autonomy. The External Affairs Minister reached The Hague on the first leg of his three-nation visit to the Netherlands, Denmark and Germany. Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI Secretary Devjit Shoikia, today said that any matter related to participation in events of the Asian Cricket Council, ACC, has not come up for discussion at any level. He added that any news or reports on this subject are purely speculative and imaginary in nature. Earlier, various reports emerged about the BCCI informing the ACC of its decision to withdraw from the Women's Emerging Asia Cup and the Men's Asia Cup scheduled for June and September. The Indian Army has rejected the reports that claim that the ceasefire between India and Pakistan ended yesterday. According to the Indian Army, there was no Director General of Military Operations, DGMO level talks scheduled between the Indian and Pakistani sides on 18th May. It said, as far as the continuation of a break in hostilities as decided in the DGMO's interaction of 12th May is concerned, there is no expiry date to it. Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Panag presented the prestigious Land of the Rising Sun plaque to Dr. Krishna Chaulu, scientist in charge of the Botanical Survey of India, Arunachal Pradesh Regional Center at Rajbhavan, Itanagar today. The plaque was presented in recognition of Dr. Chaulu's unwavering dedication to discovering and documenting the unique orchid species of Arunachal Pradesh. The governor lauded Dr. Chaulu tireless efforts and scientific spirit in unveiling the rich floral diversity of the state, especially her remarkable work in identifying rare and exclusive orchid species. The orientation and training program for BJP MLS successfully concluded at Guwahati today. The program that began on May 16 included intensive sessions that spanned key areas such as national security, public administration, development planning, party discipline, welfare initiatives and personal well-being. The program aimed to strengthen the foundational pillars of Seva, Sangathan and Sushasan, deepening ideological clarity and enhancing leadership rooted in the principles of Antyodaya, Nation First and Good Governance. India clinched the South Asian Football Federation SAFF Under-19 Championship 2025, beating Bangladesh 4-3 in a penalty shootout in the final at the UPIA Outdoor Stadium. Yesterday evening, the match was tied at 1-1 in the regulation time. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on 25th May. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117800. They can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app on the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted until 23rd of this month. The Meteorological Center of Itanagar has forecast yellow alert over 17 districts in the state. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.